This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. And this time, continuing our conversation started last week with K-State turfgrass specialist Jared Hoyle. As now, Jared, we are into the fall lawn seeding season. For those intending to seed or overseed a cool season lawn, fescue, the primary example there. Last time, we concentrated on getting that seed into the ground. This time, more on input management. Fertilization has to be part of this, does it not?
That is correct. So if you're seeding, right after you get done broadcasting seed, you can broadcast your fertilizer. We like to look at if it's a new lawn, new establishment, instead of going with our typical 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet on an existing lawn, cut it in half to about a half a pound, but you might have to feed it a little more. We don't want that new grass seed to grow too fast and not put on roots. Also, with a new lawn, or if you are overseeding an existing lawn, you might want to make sure that that fertilizer has some phosphorus in it, which is the second number in the bag. That really aids in the root development of those new seedlings. Typically, our lawns in Kansas have enough phosphorus in it, or our soils do, but that is spread out over a 4 to 6 inch depth. And if we apply phosphorus, it stays right there on the surface because it's an immobile element, and so it's taken immediately up by that newly germinated plant. If you are over seeding an existing lawn, you can go with the 1 pound per 1,000 square feet, or you can do the half a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, whatever your preference is, because you are going to have existing turf in there and newly seeded turf. I lean more on the edge of a half a pound and do the more frequent spoon feeding every so often. And once that turf gets established, then you just go right back into your regular maintenance tall fescue fertility program.
And that fertilizer product has to be watered in, does it not?
Yes, a good thorough watering at the beginning, but we don't want to wash anything out and get that soil profile filled up. And then we do light frequent watering to keep that seed bed moist. And then once it starts germinating, we switch to that more deep and infrequent type watering. But yes, getting that product watered in will really help it. It'll help get it kick-started. If it doesn't get watered in immediately, it'll be okay. If it's a day or two, that's perfectly fine as well. But just know every day that you wait, it's just a day later that it's going to be to germinating as well.
And is there any need, Jared, for weed control upon establishing this lawn?
There's always a need for weed control. Weeds are one of the most problematic plants in a lawn. There are some options out there. I recommend, and as a general rule, to wait a couple weeks after it gets established. If you do have some weeds come up, then look at the products for control of those weeds specifically, and just pay attention to those labels of how long you need to wait after you've seeded or after you've seen germination. Most of the time, it's a couple mowings or 3 or 4 weeks, and it's safe on it. And there's some of the newer products out there that have the window is shorter, so you can get out there sooner than later to clean up those weeds as you're seeding your new lawn.
But does one typically worry more about broadleaf weed invasion or grassy weeds?
More at this time of the year, we're going to see more broadleaf weeds just because more of those are going to be a perennial weed. So they're either already there or they're going to start coming up and being more healthy at this time. We don't see as many summer annual weeds like the crabgrass or the foxtails just because they're starting to get towards the end of their life cycle. So their germination is not going to be as high, but doesn't mean they won't be there. So really more towards those broadleaf applications. And hopefully before you do this, you can get out there, and also you can, if you're overseeding your lawn, you can go ahead and pre-treat those weeds, wait the appropriate amount of time according to the label, and then start your overseeding process. If you're establishing a new lawn, if you've killed all the vegetation there, hopefully they won't come back, but there may be one or two problematic weeds if you've had them in the past that you may want to go out and take care of afterwards.
Very well. And thanks for the tips, as always, Jared.
Thank you.
That's turfgrass specialist Jared Hoyle of Kansas State University, and Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.